Shabbos daf pei aleph was starting at the top of the amud. Etzem, a bone, could be last tabard. In order to be chayiv for hitzah, you have to take out the shear of a small spoon. Rav Yehuda Amar, the shear is could be last menachaf in order to make a lock out of a bone. Gemara continues, zechuch is could be ligur by rashi akaka. When you have a piece of glass that enough to scrape and sharpen the top of a weaver's pick, which they used to use in order to help them weave. Tzora Evan, when you talk about a pebble or a stone, could be lizur by if in order to throw it at a bird and get it to run away. In order to throw it at behemoth. Like Rashi points out, in order to get a bird to run away, you don't need to take a stone. By just screaming at it and lifting your voice, it will run away. The Gemara continues, you shoot Rabbi Huda enough, as it comes out that if the shear of a etzem, Lefi Rabbi Huda, is to make a lock, and the shear Lefi Rabbanan is to make a small spoon, it comes to Rabbi Huda is being makel because you have a larger shear in order to carry that out, in order to be chayv and Shabbos. Hakaimalan, but we know the shir rabbanon nafish. Benegay the string that we learned before, we had the rabbanon that said a larger shear, which was to make a loop to hold the sieve, and Rabbi Yehuda said it was the amount of string to like use as a ruler to measure the shoe, like of a child. So you see that rabbanon hold the larger shear, and Rabbi Yehuda always is the one that is machmir. Amula chafi pesachas. Rabbi Yehuda says over here not talking about the entire lock. We're talking about a lock that the actual lock was made of wood, but the teeth of the lock, which is the mechanism, was made out of bone, and that's a small amount, which is smaller than the small spoon, and therefore comes out in the Chanami Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir. The Gemara continues, turn on bottom, chafi pesachas tahirin, that these teeth that are in a lock, which the lock itself is made out of wood, but the teeth are bone, then they're tar, because since they're out of the lock, there's no usage for them, so therefore, just by themselves, they're going to be tar. However, kavim pesachas, once you put them into the lock, then they're tmeim, because now, even though, like Rashi says, the kli etzem, kli matchas, upshutayim tmeim, that since it's a kli of bone, it has the same din of metal kli, it's not like a wood kli that we know, pshute kli eitz is tar, but pshute kli etzem is going to be tamei, just like matris, and here also, once it's attached to the lock, and now it has a usage, and therefore, it could be mekabel tumah. However, shalgal, if it's a lock, which is from a gate, apel pisha chibran, we'll move out, we'll take out the word bedelis, because Rashi doesn't seem to have the guess, so become mismarim, and you attach it with nails into a door, to her, and it's going to be still tar. Since it's mechubel kaka, it's on a gate that's part of the ground, therefore it's kakaka, and we know that something that's attached to the ground is not mekabel tumah. Mishnah said, which we said was enough glass that you could scrape and sharpen the top of a weaver's pick. Now, the Brisa says, Tana schuchis, which is the same thing as glass, Rashi points out, schuchis is the same thing as schuchis, because you could see through it, therefore it's called because it's called clear, kari zechuchas, and that's why it's called zechuchas. It has two different lashonis, one with a samach and one with a zayin. But kedei liftzah yibah shnei nimin kachas. It's enough glass that you could take the glass and cut two threads in one shot, and that is actually the same shear as the Mishnah, just using a different way to be able to know that shear ayin rishonim. Tzorei Evan kedei lizukup ayfer blazer says that's that in order to throw it at a behemah. Rabbi Yaakov in the name of Rabbi Yaakov hushim magesba. It has to be of large enough thing that the behemoth or the oif could actually feel it. But Kamishur, how much is that? By an animal, Tanya, Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov Emeh, Mishkel Asar Zuz, it's the amount of a weight of 10 zuz. Once the Gemara was speaking about stones, now we talk about stones that are relevant to a basic kisei, that they used to wipe themselves after the basic kisei with stones. Zoynin, all the Beis Medrash, Zoynin, who was a person, went to the Beis Medrash, Amru, he said to the people in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Isai, my Rabbeim, Avonim Shil Beis HaKisei, the stones that they use in Beis HaKisei, Shiur and Bekamo, how much is the Shiur? Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about two things. Either B'negei and Muksa, generally stones are Muksa, but we will mat you, like we'll see on Amr Beis, because of Kavod Abriyas, to use stones. How much stones and how many stones can you take into the Beis HaKisei with you, and you wouldn't have the problem of Muksa? In addition, since this is the amount of stones that are Chashav HaShiur to carry, therefore it would be a chiyuv haitzah if you would take out this amount of stones. So Amalei, they respond to them, because Zayas ka'egos chubeya. You could take three stones, one the weight of a Zayas, one like a egos like a nut and one like an egg. So Amalui said back to him, should I take a scale into the bathroom with me? How could you say this? It's a complicated share. Therefore, they decided that the amount that you're allowed to take is Mulayad is a handful. You don't have to decide to have three. You can have as many as you want. As long as it fits into one handful, that would be mutter to take into the bathroom, either, like we said, because of Muktzah, or it would be us to take a Mulayad outside because that would be considered Haitzah. Tanya, Rabbi Yasi, Emeh, Kazayas Kaga Chusubeya. Rabbi Yasi says exactly like we said at the beginning. However, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yasi says, Mishum Aviv, in the name of his father, who is Rabbi Yasi, Yad, it's talking about a handful. Now, even though it says Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yasi later on in the Gemara will have five sons we'll talk about, and not Rabbi Shimon, so they are guys over here, Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Yasi. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, B'Shabbos, Gimel Avedim HaKuzel, Mutot L'Hachlis B'Beis HaKisei, that you're allowed to take it to the Beis HaKisei, three sharp stones. Rashi says that these stones are bikuai shiruis l'kinuach, and therefore they help you to wipe yourself after you go to Beis HaKisei. V'kamashurin, how large are they? Rameya says they're all ke'egos. Ravida says kebeya. And therefore, before we had a machlek, it says kezayis ke'egos kebeya. And Rashi explained over there that each one, you start with a small one, and you go to a large one as you go and you get cleaner. However, Rameya says they're all ke'egos. Ravida says kebeya. So we have actually now a four-way machlek. We had kezayis ke'egos kebeya. We have Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yasi said Meloya Yad, and now we have three, but Ke'egos, and Rabbi says all Kebeya. Just like we have Machlekes over here, as far as the Shurim, if it's Ke'egos, all Kebeya, Rameya, and Rabbi Huda, the same Machlekes would be Benegeya Esrik as far as the small share of an Esrik. Is it like Rameya says Ke'egos, or is it like Rabbi Huda says Kebeya? In fact, Gemara, how can you say that Ke'machlekes, Ke'machlekes, Be'esrik, which is Mashma, here it's more Pasha that's Machlekes, Hasim Masnisen, over there it's Mishnah Mufurashis, in Sukkot, that's Machlekes, and here it's a Braisa. Ella, we turn it around. Just like we know it is Machlekes Be'esrik because everyone was familiar with Mishnayos, Kach Machlekes Kan. Even though you're not familiar generally with Braisa, just remember that the same way that Machlekes B'degeya Shabbos is Machlekes by the Beis HaKisei in how large the stones could be when you bring into a Beis HaKisei, either within four Amos or Shisham, you're allowed to carry it for a Beis HaKisei, or in the Chatzar itself, you're allowed to take it out, and there's no problem of Muksa like we explained before. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Avaloyis ha-pa'ayis, that you're not allowed to take in a pa'ayis. My pa'ayis, Amar Rav Zera, kashine bavlaiso. There was some sort of clumps of dirt that in Bavel, which was normal for Bavel because it was a wetter area, and therefore they became clumps, that even though they look like stones, and therefore l'chayr, they should have been able to help you to be mekaneach yourself, but they easily fell apart during that time, and therefore it's not really l'kinuach. And it would retain its status as muksa. It's actually muksa machmas gufa, unlike regular stones. Amarava also l'mashbish b'tzura b'shabbos k'derech shemashbish b'chol. You're not allowed to be mashbish with a stone on Shabbos like you do during the week. What is l'mashbish? Rashi says hanitzach lifan. Someone has to go to the bathroom. Any yachli fan that he can't go, they're constipated. Amrinu kamam pirkan mashbish b'tzura b'nekev. But if that somehow they open up their hole and therefore they're able to go to the bathroom, either because I'd like to come b'shabbos also l'mashbish b'chol k'derech shemashbish b'chol. You're not allowed to do that all. So Mazutra is listakin. Should you have sakana, which means that we know the Amar Mar, like we learn in Talmud, Amar Hachayza. If you hold yourself back from going to the bathroom, maybe audible the hadraken, it's going to cause you this terrible sickness. So how can you say you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos? The Gemara says what we meant is don't do a kederik that you do b'chol. You're allowed to do it, but do a klacheyad. You should hold it with two fingers, like Rashi says. Hi kederik to come rub a kederik on mash b'chol b'leishin and mishum asharz neiman. Have a klacheyak going eiches shor beis et spice of shapit on me. That would be mutter. The amount of stones you're allowed to take it to the Beis HaKisei, and there's no problem because of Muksa, in Yesh Mak Kavula Beis HaKisei, if it's a Beis HaKisei Kavua, then Malayad, you're allowed to take in a handful full. Why? Because since even if you take it at night and you're not going to use it, the next day you can use it again, so you'll use the stones at that point, and therefore there's no problem moving on Shabbos. However, in Lav, if it's not a Beis HaKisei Kavua, if it's a Beis HaKisei Ra, then Kach Ra, then it'll be like the compromise share. We had three shear before, either Kazayas, Egos, or Gambeya. Since the Egos is the middle shear, we will use that shear for a Beis HaKisei Aroi. Maducha Katana Shel Besamim. If you have a stone that was used as the pestle to crush up spices, Amar Sheshes, Im Yesh La Eid Mutar. If it would be a clean maduka, if it would be a clean pestle, and therefore this is something which is a kli shemalachta l'issa, so then of course you can't be metatla to go to the bathroom with it. However, if there's already on there some evidence that someone used it to wipe themselves before, then you could be metatla because it was already used for kinuach prior to that. So the Gemara says, Meisvel, we know, that there are 10 different things that bring a person to have hemorrhoids. But Elohim, these are the things. If someone eats leaves of reeds, or leaves of vines, or the shoots of the vines, or certain parts of an animal without salt, like Rashi explains the type of animal parts that have bumps in them, the shedri shildag, or the backbone of a fish, the dag meliach, shalibishal kotzarka, or salt of fish that wasn't cooked properly, vashreis shimriyayin, or someone drinks a sediment of wine from a kanech, besidu v'chazu v'tzrosh, shakinim v'chaveri. And now these three things, either lime, or crushed bricks, or rock that your friend already used beforehand, and some say even someone that hangs himself with Besekisa, which means that he sits down but he's not sitting on something being supported, he's supporting himself. In that case, it's also going to be bad for tachtonis, for hemorrhoids. But the point of the question is that you see over here by tsurar shekinim bechaber, it's going to bring you hemorrhoids and therefore it's not good for you. And here it says you're allowed to use it to wipe yourself even though someone else used it beforehand. The Gemara answers three tuchim. Either lekasha habalach habiyavish, it depends if it's moist or if it's dry. If it's moist, then you can't use it. It's going to be dangerous. But if it's obviously already dried up, then you can use it again. If it's only from one side, then you can use the other side. And that's why we say you're allowed to use it. But if it's based on them, then it's going to cause you hemorrhoids. It depends who. For yourself, you're allowed to use it. That's what we meant before. Over here, it's actually meduyik. It says shakinech b'chaveri, that your friend used it, and therefore you can't use it. That we just said before, you're allowed to use the pestle because it had the aid on it. It had some witness, some sort of a riot that someone used it already to wipe themselves after the bathroom. And if the rain fell on it now, it got rubbed out. And therefore, you can't see it so clearly anymore. Would you say that it's still not going to be a problem? It becomes like a stone, and therefore you could use it. What do you say? Now it goes back to the original usage, which was a klish malachal issa. If it's still rishum nikkur, Rashi says the kivin mice like chazi libesam v'leim vatleim basic kisei, and still stays as a kli for the basic kisei, and therefore you're allowed to use it to wipe yourself in the basic kisei. Now Tosis points out the bottom Tosis, all this case is why we bring that. Tosis says milsa bapi nafshi pirish mutal kanech by afilu gedeli. Over here, it's a special din that this thing, once already, it's used for the bathroom, therefore now you can use it, even if it would be a much larger shear than the shoe we already spoke about. The Gemara continues, we turn pay alpha and base. Can you take these stones up to a rooftop? Rashi says, "If you're going there to go to the bathroom, is there a problem with Techa Yisera carrying him up to a god? We know karbis even deicha alav shabatayr. We know benegeah v'silaptim him, but pralat zaken ben l'vichvayda. You're not turn away from anaveda. However, if you're zaken and in l'vichvayda, you're allowed to. You see, even for loisus shabatayr, you deicha for karbis. Here, Rashi says, v'achinami tilted rabbanon alav loisasas mukur rabbanon over makor karbis nitcha. Even if it would be based on alav loisasas, it still be dachli because of kavod abrius." The Gemara asks, Yasa Marema, become a little Shmaitza. Marema was sitting and saying this memra, and Ace Ravina Marema. So Ravina asked Marema as follows, Rablaza, I mean, we have a bracelet. Rablaza says, Night Aladim Kisim Shafanov, Lachsu Bashinov, a person allowed to take a small splinter from anywhere in front of him, if he finds it on the ground, in order to pick his teeth with it, to take out any meat that's between the teeth. However, Chum say, Lo eat al element of Shalbahim, you only take it from the place where the Behemoth eats from, because over there, it was already Muchan, and therefore no problem with Muksa. So the Gemara is seeing that Lachaira, it's covered up breeze over here. It should be deichet, and the Chum say that's not deichet. So over here also shouldn't be deichet. My answer is haki ashta hasam adam kaveh maklasuda. Over there, Rabban said we're not going to be mad at you to do something muksa if you could have prepared for it before Shabbos. You should have made sure you have enough toothpicks near your table, and therefore we'll ask you haka adam kaveh makl basic kisei. Is a person kaveh makl to his basic kisei? Of course, in those times they didn't have basic kisei everywhere, and therefore wherever he was, if he had to go to the bathroom, they had to quickly find a basic kisei. And therefore, in this case, he had to go up to the gag. And therefore, we will matter you because of covered abrius. Rav Huna says, "Asal fans stay near b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and to the bathroom in a plowed field on Shabbos. My timer. What's the reason? Elam mishum dasha. If it's because you're going to go and ruin the sod of your friend because you're flattening or you're stepping on the area which was already plowed and therefore it becomes hard, and that's exactly the opposite of Harisha, and therefore you're ruining your friend's thing. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. It should be even during the weekday. There should be a problem." must be because of the grass that you may rip out. What type of grass would you rip out? Because if you're in a plowed field, you're going to go and take some of the rocks, and because it's plowed, therefore, it's very moist, and some grass or some moss formed on each rock, and when you're going to wipe yourself on Shabbos, you're going to pull out the grass, and that would be an Issur Melacha, and that's why you can't do it on Shabbos. If there's a rock that has grass in it, mutl kalechba, you're allowed to actually wipe yourself on with Shabbos, because it's Dov She'en Miskavin, and therefore it's Mutter, like Rav Shimon. Dov She'en Miskavin is Mutter. Again, it can't be a case of Psik Reisha, but Lemaisa it would be Mutter. In addition, if you actually rip it out in Miskavin, then Yechayiv Chatas in that case, even though it's not attached to the ground and the grass is on a rock, there would still be Yechayiv Chatas. We'll see how that's relevant in a moment, but the point is that you should be able to use it to wipe yourself, and therefore what's the problem of going to the bathroom in a stain there in a newly, freshly plowed field? The problem over here is maybe you'll take a rock in order to wipe yourself from a pile and you'll throw it afterwards into a ditch, and therefore you'll chayev mishum rabbi. We said before, if someone has a hole b'tamar and he stuffs it up and he flattens it, the bias in his house, you chayev mishum b'ayna. That's the b'ayna. There can't be any chayrish in the house, but it's b'ayna. And besides the opposite, chayev mishum chayrish. It's only chayrisha, but it's not b'ayna. And therefore, if someone's going to go to the bathroom in a stain there, there's an issa on Shabbos because of potential chayrisha. Gufo, we learned. We said that this rock, even though the grass grew on it, you're allowed to be mekanechba, like we said, it's dav shem iskavin, it's mutter. However, that tells me on Shabbos chayev chatas. Now, the point of our Gemara coming up is that Rish Lakish said, you'll let it wipe yourself, which means that even though the tzrar, this rock, had grass that came on it from the lechukas hakaka, from the moistness of the ground, hen yaitzin, uchshmagbian, when you're taking it off the ground, harei ka'ekri megdulin, it's almost like taking away from its nourishment, and therefore it should be a problem of katsira. So you see, there's no problem in such a case. So therefore we say, amra papi, shmamim Rish Lakish, from Rish Lakish we see, hai papisa, if you have a otzitz, Nokiv. If you have a flower pot that has a hole in it, and therefore it's getting its nourishment from the ground that's under it, Sharil Tatula, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. You don't say you're moving it away from its nourishment, and therefore it should be us to move it. But Maskal Kader of Kana Eskashal and Rapapi says, just because we say, like Reish Lakish, they allowed to move it Litzerich, like we said, Kavan Abrius, then how do you say that you're going to move a regular Asat Nokiv when it's Shalay Litzerich? Maybe over there it's Taka Asat to move it, because maybe Rabbanon they asked it. However, over here, Midrabbanon we said, mutter because there's no problem of covering a brias. Just something interesting to look at Rashi, he brings down that 15 days before Hashanah, in the Rashi of Hai Papis in the middle, Oisin Kolach Vechel Hashem Kol Kotav Ektan, and they made this type of a plant 15 days before Hashanah for every child in their home, and he planted some sort of bean or kidneys, and they turned around their heads 7 times, so some sort of a combination of Tashlich and Kaparis. The Gemara continues, Abai says, Papisa, this Atzis Nokiv, this flower pot that has a hole, and since we spoke about it, let me be milk, so I'm going to say halacha relevant. If it was sitting on the ground, Gabi says, now you lift it up and you put it on top of pegs, then that would be a chiv of tayosh, because you're taking it from a place where it was gedulai, where it was getting its nutrients from, and you're moving it. Now, even though it says mechayiv, Rashi says, v'liner d'haychayiv la'davka el asa mishim d'dami l'tayosh. Why? D'haychayiv ma'amish kam, if it's definitely chayiv, l'tzarech how could it be if it's deraisa that we'd let you move that stone like we said before because of litzayach if it's an ista deraisa? Abaya continues, if it's on these pegs, and then you place it directly on the kaka, then now it will be an issa of netia. Rabbi says, you're not allowed to be mekadech yourself with a shard of earthenware on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? If it's because of sakana, you might cut yourself, then even during the weekday, you shouldn't be able to use this type of cheres. If it's because of a problem of kishuf, also you should say during the week you can't use it as well. And we'll see later on what does it mean kishuf. There's an issue of using cheres that as it pertains to kishuf, where a person will have shlita over you if you use cheres. If you didn't use cheres, then you wouldn't have this problem of someone having shlita on you with kishuf. It must be because you're removing here hairs from your body. But l'chayre, if you remove hairs from your body because it's sharp, damshim miskavenu. That's damshim miskaven, and therefore there's no issa on Shabbos like Rab Shimon. If someone, as Gvay Rabbi Yechon said something, I have to say a svara to explain Rabbi Yechon. What he's saying is, of course, b'negei chol it's also because you have a problem with sakana or because of kishur. Maybe we would say on Shabbos, since Lamaisa, this cheres is a kli, like Rashi says, because you can use it to pick up fire or you can use it to pick up some liquid, and therefore it's a teres kli. Maybe we should say we'd rather you use the cheres, even though you could potentially have sakana or kishuf, because it's better than to be mati you to use something just because of covered abrius. We should use stones, which are generally muksa. Maybe we'd say use something which is not muksa, and don't worry about kishuf and sakana. Kamash Blom, because of kishuf and because of sakana, the Rabbanon will matter you to use regular stones because of covered abrius, and you would doicha the issa muksa in order that you shouldn't use a kli which would potentially come to such a terrible sakana. The Gemara continues, Rav Masin lo mishum hasharos demon. Rav says the pshat was because you're taking off hairs, the kashla Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon, and therefore he had a steer Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon, because me Rabbi Yechon also cleaned for cheres b'shabbos. How can you say Rabbi Yechon says you can't be mikaneh, you can't clean yourself with cheres b'shabbos because an hasharos demon may be taking out hairs? Alba Dov Shem Iskamen also comes out. Rabbi Yechon hold Dov Shem Iskamen also. Rabbi Yechon halacha stam mishnah. Rabbi Yechon says the halacha is like a stam mishnah b'tnan. And we know the Stam Mishnah says, like Rav Shimon, that Nazar chayfim from his face, and Nazar could clean himself or rub his hair, even though potentially hair may come out. Avalei sorry, but you can't comb it because that's going to be a psik ratio. And so you see, the Tavashem Miskavel for Rabbi Yechon is mutlas. So how can you say that that's the reason Rabbi Yechon would say that you can't use cheres because you could pull out hairs from your body? It must be the pshat in Rabbi Yechon's like Rav Nosson Ba'ishia, like we explained, because of the sakana. The Gemara continues, Mike Shafim. What is the case of kishuf that you have a problem with cheres? There was a story of Chisra, Rabbi Rav Huna, have a ka'azli ba'ar, they were going on a ship. This woman, who Rashi says was a guy who was wealthy, said to them, I want to come with you on the ship. They wouldn't let her come on. So she said something based on kishuf, and she made the ship stay in its place. It couldn't go based on the kishuf. Amru inu milsa shiru. The Rav Chisda Rav Huna said some lashon al yidei shem tayir, Rashi said, and it caused the ship to go floating again. So Amru, she said, my avluchu, what can I do for you? There are three things there that Rabbanan do, and therefore kishuf can't have any shlit on them. And we turn to Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The loy mikaleich l'chu b'chaspa, because the Rabbanan don't wipe themselves with shards of earthenware. That if they would, then it would be uchlat l'chu b'chaspa, and that's what we meant on Pei Aleph and Beis. But the geah kishuf, the chaspa is actually something that brings kishuf. V'lekot l'chu kina amanaychu. Another thing is that they don't kill any bug or any louse that's on their begadim itself. They knock off the louse and then they kill it. V'leishol l'chu yakav v'achol l'chu mikisha d'asa gina. That if someone ties a bundle of vegetables together and then they actually grab one piece out without untying the entire bundle, that is also a problem for people, and that would cause kishuf. But since you don't do it, therefore, I have no shlit on you, and we will stop over here.